Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me is Tai St. Julian. Today, we have a program called Dances from the Middle Ages. And we are featuring a recording that we have in our CD collection by an ensemble known as Loin Dana. And this recording was made as an LP way back in the 1980s, but subsequently transferred to a CD. And no matter how much research we tried to do, we found it almost impossible to find anything out about this ensemble. We're assuming that they are from France, so let's go along with that premise, and hopefully you'll enjoy all of this music. We're going to begin with a set of estampes from the 14th century.
First, we'll hear La Quinta, then La Septeme, then La Seconde, then La Quatre, followed by La Tierce, then La Huitième and La Sexte.
Thank you.
the ensemble and Donna performing Estampes Royale. This is from a recording of theirs, referring to dances from the Middle Ages. And out of this first group, we heard, actually the seven in this first group, from the original manuscript, there are eight in that group. The numbers 2 through 7 are referred to as Estampes Royales, or Royal Estampes. Number 1, for some reason, is just referred to as an Estampes. And I think the reason for that is number 1 out of the group of 8 is incomplete. So it didn't reach the royal group as the others did following that. But we will hear that estampie later on in the program. Our program again today is Dances from the Middle Ages, and now we turn to dances from England from the 13th century.
That's right, a whole century back from where we were. We will first hear a danse, or dance, since it's English, then Estampes number 1, followed by Estampes number 2, and then nota.
Thank you.
group of 13th century English dancers performed there by Lauren Donna again. And we're going to go back to the 14th century in France, and we're going to end Lauren Donna's playing of these dances today. By the way, all of these dances that we hear performed by Lauren Donna are from one manuscript in the British Library. And I did mention that we did not hear one estampie at the beginning, but we're all going to hear it now.
Yes, we are. We're going to begin with estampie. Following that, danse royale. And following that, dance.
Thank you.
And finishing off the performances by Landana, we heard three pieces from the 14th century of French dances. By the way, all the pieces we heard so far are all monophonic, a single line of music. And the percussion and the use of instruments is up to the performers. And again, Landana, a recording made originally back in 1982. In the remaining time, we're going to a CD called Between Two Hearts. These are Renaissance dances for lute played by Ron McFarlane. The name of the CD, Between Two Hearts, refers to a man and a woman doing a dance together. All of these Renaissance dances are polyphonic and contains not only one line of music, but many lines of music, and particularly for the lute, it's very chordal. And we do have a group of dances to end the program.
We do. First, music of Juan Ambrosio d'Alza, who lived in 1508. We'll hear a Pavana alla Veneziana, followed by a Saltarello, then a Piva. Following that, we'll hear from Pierre Attignon, who published this music in 1530. First, Puisquin de Coeur, followed by La Rogue, then Galliard, then Pavane, and finally La Magdalena. Thank you.
Thank you.
And ending with two dance suites, the first by Joan Ambrosio Dalza from 1508, and the second by Pierre Antonioff from 1530, performed there by Ron McFarlane Lute, and from a CD of his called Between Two Hearts. Hope you've enjoyed our program today, Dances from the Middle Ages.
We want to thank you for being with us today here on Continuum, and we certainly look forward to being with you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well. Thank you.